He where borrows one. He borrows the power. Color servants put them in a prison. And every 30 days borrow another one.
Why would you then you don't have to make a drop of it.
I'm just in the midst of wearing every day the
strap one,
whatever it is.
But
the rest and a borrow is it? You think the
no, you
don't
know what. Shall I tell you? It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that
one.
It's only that
one.
It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that
one. It's only
that one. It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only
that
one. It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that one. It's only that one.
It's
only that
one. It's only that one. It's only that one. I could borrow your beggar for Tila.
But will you be able to meet the Tila?
And only
well,
I'm only
doing the shaving.
In fact, I can wear it. It's not asking where I buy it.
Well,
yeah. Can I put it on to see what it
did
is? I'm doing enough mitzvah. I'm not doing enough mitzvah.
Is there someone who uses a barrel to other companies? Is there someone who lives
right
up to that?
No, that's when you're passionate. I'm explaining your passionate. The sheet of the acquaintance you love. Why do you
according
have
to the brisket, that's not the
but
issue. But
they shouldn't
do it. I'm in the right of having the citizens on the 4.0.
That's the right we have. So Allah had that
thing
about
the
brisket that may ask.
The what?
The Chariz is not me asking. But Azar is the only one who owns the Chariz.
You take a borrowed square piece of cloth.
That's the Jinta Shizkot.
You know, I'm
going
to put pieces on there.
For the first 30 days.
So let's say you put pieces on there. Are you
going to
wait
here
to see if you've done anything?
I haven't done anything.
So that's why they don't do it.
Like
they
putting
on
this
they want to be Yossi Mitzvah. If I wear...
But there's enough money that it goes with it. If you hold
they
it
don't
up
really
six
hold it. Just Mitzvah is a very far Qumrah of Shabbos. Courage to hold by these
things.
Otherwise, they
don't.
But the
question is
not, what's wrong with
this? First, I heard from Rabbi Zudemar that he said that it's better to wear cotton and not wool,
yeah,
because when you wear cotton, you're not being a battle, I mean, it's just
a ballot cotton.
Yeah, but a ballot cotton, or even a ballot girl.
You mean we're not wool?
You're not being a battle.
When you get married, what do you wear?
Nah, I mean, that's what he said. I don't know.
No,
because you see, this cotton, he said, or the tailors,
is
here. The tailors
on the wool. No, the wool beggar.
Is
it about the mean?
That's the sheet.
The sheet on the
only a beggar shall shame or shall fish with in the queen of the sheet. Otherwise, there's a tree of Moshe, Mylan. Especially today, summertime.
They make the string and hold
it. Is there anything wrong then if somebody put on tailors? Whatever they call tailors today. If I put it on, was there anything wrong with it?
Nothing wrong. I think the Jaden M.
Regina
Reb? Regina Reb. Regina Reb. He was a scientist of first class.
He was?
No one did disproved him scientifically.
I got a huge
disproved him then, and he was right. But all of them are fucked about. They didn't want to pay attention to
him. Right.
He had a hook. They're not going to be strong. They see their power, you know.
So why don't we do it?
We don't know. This is what he referred to in the end of last sentence. The row who the he as a Edim in
we want to go to the footnote.
Im hoysam the Goreshes Menani Suyim. If put sitting in Hegek in his office. Yeah, so this is it. If they saw the Eden, they were aware of the Eden. Because if they weren't aware of the Eden, then even if they have beer, regular beer, it's not Mekadisha. The Kedusha is
a partial case. Yeah. You have a get with these friar people who come down in here and we say, don't see each other again. They go out and the same people, you find out they live in Flatbush or Borough Park, and you find out they're living together again, whatever it was, in Yachid, in the same room, apartment. And somebody calls up and they say, we got to go ahead and do the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. So these people are not easy to get. Does the Rebbe ever try with Meisa to do this, or they just
I don't know what I do. If the hard children and the father has the privileges of the
visitation.
So in that case, you'll probably come visit the children. Make sure that you should not be alone. Because maybe a shayla, you may need another guest. That's all. I said all the time that I know there's a reason that he would come back to visit. Even in visitation, usually they stay outside and she sends the children out.
Did you ever have occasion to give a get Cheney on this? No, but you got to have aided. Nobody knows about it. Nobody goes comes running to you.
Once the kids get bigger.
No, we don't know. But then, what, in a firm neighborhood, those people probably were, but we didn't come to our hands. No one ever
even for what?
If it's Manani Suyim, it suffers Mekadesh. The Moisim Mekadesh is Menu Eris, and the Zeicha is Shishan Law. You don't have to be afraid that they have relations. Shahara Ein Liba Gazbo. Again, nowadays, without Eris, no. Vi Chazine Lehu, that the Mechabah says, Vi Chazine Lehu, the guy, Sabdo, that they are very personally befriended is Choshe Shema. Avali Mishudecha Shema, but not Geret Hashida, They suggested that would be a nice color, but they never. Aval Gav de Gam, the Gazbo Loi Hashim.
What happened here?
Geret Hashida. Let's say he met. What happens here? The Reda Shida,
Before people got married, they just met each other. They engaged. Today's engagement. That's before the Constitution. That's what it means.
Just a boy and a girl, if they lock themselves up in a room and whatever they do there, that is not tantamount to Kiddush. They don't say, I know the mercy of Elohim and human
beings.
That's it. I know the mercy of Elohim and human beings. You can remarry her, Salat, but if he never married her, they were never married to each other. So you don't say, I know the mercy of Elohim. It is me. That's all. It is news. So the shaila is, suppose they read a shidduch with that girl. Read a shidduch means that they should get married. They should become husband and wife.
Yeah.
And the wife, they spend the night together. They are able to get out of it. So does she need a get or not?
We're not talking about a stomach case of where there was a get before.
Unless Aiden see Taka actually, but some to be alone, that doesn't matter. Now, by another boy and girl, there's no shidduch, they don't even talk about a shidduch. In that case, even if they saw a shibboleth, it's also not that.
This is if they're engaged. What we call this, what you're talking about.
Engaged
in our society.
Or engaged in our society, and they're living together.
Yeah.
If we say these are sophic, well, then there's a condition. So therefore, when they do get married.
But they're living together.
When they do get married, with all the brokers and all that, maybe it's brokers of the Torah.
We don't hold any kedushin from that situation.
So we hold that they can't get married, they can't have kedushin.
What do you mean?
A couple is living together before they get married.
They have to have shara brachas.
What are the brachas? The brachas are after the kedushin.
The shayla comes up.
First kedushin.
The brachas are after the kedushin.
All
rise, you have to make once in your life, so we make it at the All rise is not a brother.
I remember many years ago, I had a musician.
That's going to want to ring.
So I'm older than Yelta, he asked me a shayla. His grandson married a girl, far away. They were living together about a month or two, and now they're coming to visit him. Should they have kedushin? Should they have chuppah? Should they have brachas? Zuber? Zogachim? Yeah. The shayla is only, and the shayla is the ksubish. You can't try to suit the doors because you're not a psula anymore at that day. But she is entitled to Messiah. They write itzodos. We should be to a sheker. Say itzodos. It's not that nice to write the root of
that.
You write Itzadah. But she's in time. That's why I look at it. If he was the first man, unless he may have slept with the other man. But there you never know, especially with girls who go out of town colleges. Murder. But there is over 90% of those girls have relations. And the Asura Koyan. A Koyan is not allowed to marry a girl who is in another town college. Because, unless you know,
perfect.
That you have no relation.
With a girl.
That's the reason. Because if a girl is Mizana, she is not Makhtar, whether it's a Jew or not Jew.
What is Itzadah?
Itzadah, Abu Abu.
But the Rebbe didn't answer the shayla.
Yeah.
The Rebbe said that since he was mechaveng for that kedushin, we had this before. Since he was mechaveng that kedushin by the reform rabbi was good, and Taka wasn't, so therefore there's nothing wrong in us making a second kedushin. That's what the Rebbe was told.
Yeah.
But the kasha that he has, the shayla that he has, is a little bit different. Because if we say and they're living together, today they don't even, sometimes they think they're mates. They're not just living together, but this is a long time relationship.
We're going to
we never want to get the kedushin. And then later on, the family is mashpia, and when the girl decides, I got
to
do
we
something.
We have to formalize it.
So then they go into the rabbi to get it. So, but if we say it then they already were.
No, so now they sanction it religiously.
Yeah.
The religious form is
So there's no problem
with the Brooklyn of Atoll.
What?
Well,
that's what we're saying. They live in Brooklyn. They live right across. They live in people see them. The Flatbush or Borough Park, and people see them all the time, and they know they're living together.
Albert became. This is what I
But the Rebbe would make them have a guest.
Well, I don't know. You see, right. This is a
Meister.
This is a
Meister.
Yeah. But if we have difficulties like I have, we probably forego that because it's not.
But everyone hold you can make it. It would be me to rob to make it. They make that kadusha.
Here me eyes, here me eyes. I had a lot of shalish, Baba Bono. I say try and have it. Here. If not, if you can't, we won't let her remain on Aguna for the rest of her life. We have the tzaddik with Moshe Feinstein and Moshe Lomrod and a lot of others. If there was no kiddush, they think a couple that today that lives without kiddushin, chuppah kiddushin, they don't believe in anything. They're not observing at all. So can you say by non-observant people I know the Moshe B'Elosh B'Elosh name?
No, but no, I don't know, because why did they go to a civil marriage? In other words, they feel it's, there was some sanction.
They didn't go. A lot of them don't even go to
I had a mice with somebody, it was a woman, it didn't come to me, but somebody told me that a woman, she was a grusha, from a lady, and she was going out with a guy, and he said to her, okay, now we have to try it out.
He told us this.
I know, but the question is, you can't say anything about it. What about him?
He came with his pillow.
He came with his pillow and his towel's gone.
And
he wants to eat it. Let's try it out for a while.
That's
not cool. What are we going to say?
You have strange people.
But is that what we say? Will we say that that's a tradition when they live together?
No, he said the fetish.
We'll try it out.
He said the fetish.
If it works, yeah. If not, no.
So what we do today, this is common practice. I put them in America, a case like this. If you can obtain a guest, but if the others are adamant and they refuse, we won't condemn her to remain in the
room. She's not suffering as a
priest.
But people know that she's legally married.
Even they know, but you gotta have aiding. You gotta have kosher aiding. Like people of God, they come in civil court. Do you have aiding? Kosher aiding?
No, but I think that's only the
job
of someone just...
One person is all you need.
They don't have aiding. They don't have kosher aiding.
I think I told you about our kid, a yeshiva boy.
Yeah.
Who, all of a sudden, he wasn't a yeshiva, but he was attracted by the Shabbatons. And he joined the yeshiva. 2 or 3 years later, learning in the yeshiva, he came across the halacha. And he remembered his mother's, he was a product of a second marriage. And his mother never got a gift from the first marriage. So he called me up, but he was a
Muslim.
Yeah.
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 So what happened with this guy?
So with this guy, I asked him, where do your parents live? He said, no, Stettel or something. Wisconsin, I think. And then he said, are there many Jews there? There aren't too many Jews, and the Jews are all non-Catholic. That isn't a kosher butcher. None of them observe kashrus. And Shabbos Avadim, you know, there's only one Reform temple, that's all. There's no Orthodox, no Chassid, there's nothing, only one Reform temple. And his mother was married the first time in the Reform temple, and the second time in the Reform temple, everything goes to Reform. So I told him in that case, there were no Adam in the first
name.
So as a result, he was he was not. So it resulted in she was not mukadeshit to the first man. The person had done no Adam, that's right. On that basis, mukadeshit is not a man. Doesn't have to work.
But doesn't in any every wedding, even by the reform, they make sign two witnesses, no?
What witnesses will?
We had her here for witnesses.
Are they not
a girlfriend?
Yeah. A mother, a wife, a sister.
No, that's not
the situation. One was the rabbi, the catering girl. Another one was her girlfriend.
If a couple is married civilly, the rabbi is only that's known to the society.
I see.
What society, though? What society?
As long as they're married civilly, they are known as the husband and wife. No Adam at all. Those are the diamond. Without Adam, how can it be?
And that's the habit. People see them.
That's what he's had now.
Who's on that?
You and me.
Goya?
No, Rana.
The way we learn chart and cursive.
So it's a Sapek Manzo?
Today I have to explain how we have a difference between Karoim learning touch and cursive and the way we learn by touch and cursive. In Kisazria, the only community said this week is Kisazria.
No, next week.
This week is Shmini. Anyway, Kisazria, the Yodhi Zohar. And then...
Oh, Shmuayim, that's it.
The Shmuayim. What's taken the place?
What, 70 days?
That's it. In the cave, everything is double. Why, how do we learn that Meitah takes the Meitah? What's the place to take the Meitah?
From the caver?
Bazocha is 33.
733.
And
1466.
Yeah, but what's the 33? What is the...
It's what? The Meitah is not done...
She sits in the act of whatever the Pshad. It may God, even if she has them. That's how we learn. That's the Lachom Mishmash. They learn Pshad, others. They learn Pshad, the Karoim. The Karoim. They learn Pshad. She remains Tommy with May Tohoro, even if the Dhamma should be Toya. The maritime, whatever it is.
Not one of the five Minei Dham that are up to come.
Nevertheless, she remains Hankarish Vasivar, maybe Shvashara. She's just the opposite. But Ramah Brensa, in her Asnita, Ramah Brensa meaning that some people don't have relations with Ramah 40 days of 80 days. Like Ramah always defends me. Whatever it is, meaning, let him go along to the main. But otherwise, it's not a kutumah. The Ramah, that's a lot of courage on the part of the one who knows how the Ramah fought tooth and nail for the minute. Tooth and nail. The Hogan that should be, that by from the distress, this viewpoint should be condemned. I mean, the Kaparis law.
The Kaparis is a different
way to Dr. Ramiri, and now Alpha became the Ramah to a defender. Something else. Asher. And here, the Ramah is Maire. All right, the one who wants my Noyek, Meir Hatez. But Alpha is not so much. There are times, the task force is Shver, but the Chomid Abba, who claims, Chalapur is Geri, Shechel and Ochosh. You have to stay away 40 or 80 days after the birth of a child. And remember, Satan at the time, where did he get such an idea? The Ramah, in addition to the Ramah, Haman is so opposed to that thing, because it's a Karam, he was always fighting. Whenever there was a Shaila from Torius and Bishop up there, and there, I knew that Haman is a fella against that meaning. So, it says it's also to go to follow that meaning. Also the Ramah, mini Karam, a lot. So, they're talking about Pshat and Apostles. I don't know what
Well, Rav Henkin Pshat and Post.
Yeah. I don't have it with me now. I have it in my the way one of his shuvahs, the way he talks about
which part,
and yes.
The
saints of Hodal. The one of Hodal. The way he learned Pshat is a man and a woman. They are known as husband and wife. I don't remember exactly, but he ignores the way we have to. We all learn Pshat Yita as the he takes another derech. For me, it sounded like
Rebbe, I don't understand this. There had to be earlier periods in.
Rambam said until that time he wore miyachel.
Till the kiddush, until matzeret.
Until
matzeret, that's how they were mekadesh. The mekadesh only be here, by the way.
Would aid they be it? Would aid they be it?
But aid it doesn't say. But we have the story of a yankin, the prophet. We have the story of. He was late. Robin did make us through there. He made us through there.
Yeah.
So there was an official wedding.
Right.
What an official wedding. How was in the cottage? He took her in the room and they went to sleep together. That's all. That's the Ranam says that's how they used to marry. The parents said they decided that.
They do, you know, they do this, Lahabdil, in Africa, by the tribes, Machanazai.
That's the ancient Nara.
She sits in a separate, they make a butka, you know, from reeds.
As long as they do it officially. If they don't do it officially, it is noose. She's not an ancient station. But if they do it officially, that's marriage, she becomes a married woman.
No, this is right. I've been married in America. No.
anyway, among the Africans, you have Zulus, they have certain short, they still practice Hebrew.
They still, the blacks in South Africa who still practice Mila, a lot of them, there's one tribe that call themselves Zion City Church, and they have Pesach.
Yeah.
And they hand out matzahs on Pesach. There's a whole group there.
They have Hanukkah, they have a whole business.
They wear a star, a six-cornered star to identify. It's a very, very big...
That I don't know. But in Hebrew, they claim all the history books. They still practice Hebrew.
This question with Rav Hank.
We know it. Part of the Chumash also, as with a band. And the Pasha Tehibo, we find it by a Yehuda. Yehuda told him.
The question that was raised with Rav Hengen here, there were no earlier periods where the society was as lewd as it is now. This is just as a gradual deterioration.
No. There were such.
Are there other tshuvas from earlier
Paiskim
who say that? Down on this question about whether there wasn't a proper kedusha with Aiden.
He can't mess that up any sort. He takes it pushing his chat and puts the way he learns it.
He doesn't have historical precedence.
Yeah, but logically we know it is so. We know, see, for example, here, I think I told you that already. The mother asks if the man and the woman admit they have relations, and there's a shame tradition, as long as you don't have the tradition is not valid. There's no kedushin. No kedushin. So you see that the Eidim and kedushin is a chalik from the
even if they admitted it.
Even though they're both masking, that they're meant to shed kedusha. And the Gemara asks,
maybe you want to put a knas on the people that they shouldn't behave like this. I think they'll get away with it.
The Gemara asks,
so here, I'm going to make you measure and get anyway.
If both of them agree that there has to be a reshim kedusha, why shouldn't it be all over, let's say, by a choy? Is Kemei Eden dumb? So by considering her an anxious age, all the other men have no access to her anymore. So that's a choif. That's why we don't accept the hoidoy of the man and the woman. You see, you've got to have Aiden, that's all. Without Aiden, the whole thing is not balanced.
No, we say Anan Sahate is what he wants to say.
But he doesn't. He learned it from the pasuk.
The way he learned the pasuk, I'm sorry, I don't have it written. But I remember the Pharisee. I guess the whole tshuva there.
Is an Eretz Israel?
Maybe it's an Eretz Israel. Maybe.
Okay.
I have it in the tshuva book. The tshuva book.
This gentleman I met, who has a shaila, in Basin, he had made an understanding between him and his wife, which was written up, and it was done in front of the Basin, and then it was done in court before it was entered in court. It was an understanding, a written understanding that he would have the rights of visitation, and his wife, after subsequent to the get and the divorce, his wife remarried, and then shortly afterwards the husband assumed a position in California.
The second husband.
Yeah. And therefore
she moved with a baby to California.
Yeah. And as far as calling him, she thinks that the new husband is only a doctor. $125,000 a year. And she doesn't want the children to spend money on calling him. He's allowed to call them, but they're not allowed to call him. So he finds that she is in violation of this thing. And he's I was raising the question, does this do anything to arise on the get? Because the get was given on the understanding that there was such an arrangement. And the fact that she maybe never had an das to do it, or she reneged on it, does this in any way create a shadow of a knot?
Well, no, he still had the right of visitation. Doesn't take a plane to come and visit.
He had a visitation once a week. Now he has to.
You wouldn't let him come. She wouldn't let him come and visit.
She would, you know. She would have to.
She doesn't say she would.
Yeah. And if he moves out of California and she moves to Mississippi?
As long as she's not in violation, that they didn't stipulate.
Yeah.
And as long as there is a possibility of visitation, I'm busy.
What about her leaving the
country? Let's say I could prove that she said to people, and she this, and they assumed the position, he took a cut in salary in order to be able to live in...
In
other words, if I can prove that she ran away, what constitutes running away?
If she runs away...
She was told by the basin not to go, I understand.
Oh, she was told not to move out of the city.
She was told when they were aware that she was planning to move, she was, as I understand, she was told that that's not the cricket, she's not supposed to. Because I heard that on Pete Torah, it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's so, I mean, Rebel, tell me,
said it's like taking the children away from the father.
It all depends how it was worded.
How that understanding was worded.
Do they have the right to tie her down? How can they force her? She has to live here. Or she can't.
No, they don't force her to live there. No, they give up the children to her. They don't force her.
But what would the Rav say? I mean,
I would say today with such
speed. It came to you with the information.
If you anticipated this possibility, it's 50 years.
Then what would you say then?
And
if she doesn't, does it make a lazim again?
Make a lazim again.
Yes. I wanted to say it was it was just like a moment because thing. There was a decision made. You owe
me
so much.
It's a separate agreement.
The get is if nothing.
But he can't sign it. That's all. We're not there.
But he never made. He never made it. Well, I'm not comfortable about anything.
He's fighting. They finally get to the agreement.
They had that. I told you we have not a get that have a problem. Family calls up and they want. Until they'll get the civil divorce, it'll take time. And she would like, she depends on the Flynn family. She would like to go out with other men. Yeah. But as an issue, she can't do it. And the get was placed in the hand of a Shalir. He's a.
Leibowitz.
He's the
Shalir. For who?
Why was it? Why? I have to check it again. Everything was there.
What did it get?
I did it get. I was in the Sadan, yes. But all the papers are full of this. That kind of a
place. Yeah,
So, but when this, and he said, he called me, the family pressures him. They want to get to be delivered to her.
So why wasn't it delivered?
And he said there was an understanding that he gives the get, he puts it in the hand of a Shalia, but it should not be given to her until the civil divorce goes through. The civil divorce.
That's the Rebbe's famous thing of who he could trust me.
Yeah, that's what I see. Yeah. If I had done it.
But you were the one who made
I would also not be an. I would have explained it to him.
Yeah.
You should know that even if you give it before, it shouldn't affect the validity of the gift.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell him. But I give him my word that I will abide by. So once there was such an understanding, the public is ready to violate that personal.
Why?
Personal. If only it's up to Allah.
Why does she want to get married?
He has apparently.
How can she get rid of that? She's not divorced yet.
I said civilly. But she wants to go out. She wants to go out with another man.
So there has to be something there already.
She wants us to do it. Isn't that funny? It's obvious in this case we cannot talk to her about any shit because she's an Ashesis, right? What about him?
Well, as long as he doesn't marry, and he can marry before he has the civil.
But he can go out on a.
But he can go out.
And would that only apply if the man? What if the man? He's married and sees it, and he's gatenished, but he hasn't gone to this extent where the get is written. Would we also say the same thing? Can he go out with somebody else?
If he is still married to her, I suppose legally it would be all right.
I'll say somebody's here from Europe, and they're in their matzah.
Yeah. Well, that's difficult.
Let's say the man is married and he realizes he's going to get divorced.
Yeah,
but he's here from Europe. Can you set him up for shikbeg? You're laughing, but this question came to me.
Yeah, and when a man came from Europe,
and he's here for yomtov. And he's holding,
he's holding by his own.
Yeah, but he didn't go to a. He didn't get written.
So, but I wanted to know.
She won again.
He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. We're sitting here. We don't know.
Right.
But he used to be years back, 50, 60.
He shops around.
Men used to come here,
find somebody,
and then go. And leave them either agunas.
No.
In Europe, when they left Europe, they find another woman.
And it was, as even if it's folklore, Jewish folklore has a song where the mother, they call it a bigli, you know, she puts her baby to sleep.
Yeah, lullaby.
A lullaby. And in that lullaby, she pictures how the husband will soon, daddy will soon sell for them, carton, ship's carton, and join them. And suddenly at the end, after she dreams so much, suddenly she gets, of course, and they don't know that it has to be made in Syria, the Aden, but in the song, she jumped up, she got a letter from her husband, and alas, when she opens it up, she gets. That happened very often. Uh-huh. And those women who got the Gittin, they were lucky ones. But so many of them didn't even know about it. And they had to chase them. Yeah. It was awful, you know. That was 50, 60, 70 years ago. More, maybe more. At the end of the last century. And the rush came in.
Yeah.
And the Canadian.
The other way around. My great grandfather came to this country in 1800 and he sent his wife, and she didn't want to come to leave Europe, whatever it is. So finally, he sent a letter. He said, "If you don't come, I'm going to the other America." She went to the good to you. Uh-huh. Said, "Oh, whatever it is, what can I do?" He says, "You got to go." She said, "No." Came to America. She said, "Oh, there," and they lived in Burlington, Vermont. So. One day he took her out on a ride in the car, the carriage, whatever it was. And there's a sign over there that says Winooski, the next town over. It says, "That's the other American."
Winooski,
the next town. So just give it to him. He told her. The other American is the next town. He's kibitz with her to get her over there. She didn't want to come.
I don't understand. What did she take?
She thought that he's going to move away. I'll never see her again. Never see me again.
My reaction to this question is it doesn't sound moral to, you know, but the other question is the halacha.
Well, the question only is it doesn't marry, the head is only
not
married. But just to befriend another woman, with the expectation that after the divorce, you're married, should not be halacha.
Not be married?
So the halacha could be a violation. But of course, more than
that. It doesn't...
It's very easy. I mean, that tells me now, if such a thing comes through, one doesn't know one can rely on it.
Yes,
yeah.
And a husband brings a wife and then turns his back to her, especially very often they have little children. And she's left penniless. Very sad. And these things were so often happen.
Very cool.
Very often. So those women who already got kidden were already lucky. A good many of them remained a good one. Okay. Where did we stop?
Gimel.
Kuklan does Gimel. Okay.
If there was nothing stipulated in that particular document about this case.
Well, that's it. You see, the
isn't
other
is still an understanding.
Isn't she
somehow?
Because
you're saying when she goes to, we said the
and
question. It's better off.
No,
wait. No, we had this question about it's better not to. Her keeping quiet is better than her speaking there, because the Gemara says if you're going to go ahead and you're going to raise, so you're destroying your own guest. So in a sense, when she abrogates this thing,
she doesn't abrogate it. They should understand that she has a right to remarry, and she has to go wherever the husband goes. And that's why they should have stipulated clearly. You're remarrying, the husband wants to move.
They should have stipulated that.
Now, there's another question.
If there's a stama right to visitation today, if he's a very rich man.
This is a different question entirely. Yeah. I just want to know, it's not nice to talk about it, but if this gentleman or another gentleman has a taina about a beis din, that he feels that he was being manipulated.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe he was no good the whole day. He's a Russian, right? So I don't know what he did. But let's say he feels the beis din manipulated him, and then they said, sorry, can't do anything about it anymore. Does he have any right to challenge this beis din?
You have the right to call him to another business.
The halakha?
But they can't help him anymore. The other business can make, what is he going to ask? Money? Well, what is he going to ask? I mean, it's done. It's done. And I'm saying the
Hashem. Because I remember the book for one story, which is about the, when he, I think it wasn't you, I think it was said it was Pollock who did it.
Yeah.
When he said he gave it to Gibbs. I'll give her, she'll give, I'm going to give her, and then he said, give one, and then
she gave him.
Yeah.
Well, there are under certain circumstances where we can, especially the chalitzin, if a man refuses to give a chalitzin, we can talk him into it.